Mabuhay! Welcome to Araling World Podcast. I'm your host, Albine Bodo. This episode will help you build your Tagalog vocabulary, improve your Tagalog pronunciation, or learn Tagalog simple sentence construction. It indicates verb, action. Action. It's a prefix. Prefix to indicate that you are using the word as a verb, action.
Okay.
Mag-exercise. Exercise is a verb, exercise, action.
Okay.
And then if you want to speak in Tagalog, mag-exercise. Okay,
so it's like exercising. Okay, I got
it. Or to exercise.
Oh, got you.
Exercise. Mag-exercise. To exercise. Okay, Brandon, let's listen to the music. Brandon, what did she say? Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga. Please say it.
Mag-exercise
tayo tuwing umaga.
Tuwing umaga.
It means...
What does tuwing mean?
Tuwing means every.
Every day.
Every morning. Tuwing umaga.
Because umaga means morning.
Tuwing umaga. Every morning. Mag-exercise tayo. Tayo, we, or let us. Tayo, let us.
Okay.
We, tayo.
So, mag-
mag-exercise tayo.
Mag-exercise tayo.
Tuwing umaga.
Tuwing umaga.
Okay. That's so, in English, mag-exercise tayo. Yeah, you mean let us exercise. Mag-exercise tayo. Tuwing umaga. Every morning.
Every morning. Okay. Understood.
Okay. Listen again. Let's play it back a little bit.
Exercise tayo.
Brandon, repeat after me.
Upang
ang katawan natin ay sumigla. Oo. Okay, let me play it back a little bit. Can you read that? Upang ang katawan. Okay. Upang means so that. Upang so that ang is the marker, subject marker ang katawan. You know what katawan means?
Body.
Body. so that the body or upang ang katawan, but it's followed by the pronoun natin. Pronoun. Natin is a pronoun. Say it, natin.
Nothing.
It means our, natin.
Okay, got you.
Upang ang katawan, natin, can you read it from the screen? Mm-hmm. Natin.
Yeah,
natin. I sumigla. Do you know what sumigla means?
I do not know what it means.
Sumigla means strong, be strong.
Oh, sumigla.
Be strong.
What do natin means again?
It's a pronoun. Natin, our katawan.
Our, understood.
Katawan natin. Say it, katawan natin.
Katawan natin.
It means our body.
Okay. What do the I mean?
Oh, it's a connector. It's a connector.
Oh, just connector.
So that our body, by context means becomes strong. Sumigla. Becomes.
Okay,
strong.
I understand.
No? Okay, say it again. First, the previous slide again. Please say it. Previous slide. Please read it.
Upang ang katawan.
Next slide.
Nothing ay sumigla.
Sumigla. Sumigla. Listen okay. Again, Brandon, so that it's easy for you to say the words. It's mm-hmm. nice to listen to the song.
Upang ang katawan natin ay sumigla. Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga. Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga. Upang ang katawan natin ay sumigla.
Brandon, so I encourage you to listen to the song, even that is a children's song, and okay. it can be like a worm in your head later. It goes repeated mm-hmm. on your head, but it's the way to learn Tagalog.
Okay,
Brandon.
I learned.
Okay, repeat after me. Mag-exercise tayo.
Mag-exercise tayo.
Tayo. Mag-exercise tayo.
Tuwing exercise tayo.
Tuwing umaga. Okay. Upang ang katawan natin. Did you get that? Upang ang katawan natin.
Natin.
Okay, remember how many words upang ang katawan is the third word natin. No?
Natin.
Four words, Brandon. Upang ang katawan natin. Say it.
Okay.
Upang, okay, remember those are four words, upang, uh-huh. upang, okay, now you hear the upang. Word upang, then can you visualize the spelling of upang when you hear the word upang?
U-P-O-N?
U-P-A-N-G.
Oh, U-P-A-N-G.
Upang. So that upang.
Upang.
Uh-oh.
Upang.
Upang. Ang is a marker, no?
Okay.
Article. Ang. Okay. Katawan.
Katawan.
Natin.
Okay. Nothing.
Okay. Upang ang katawan natin. Say it again, Brandon. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. Upang ang katawan natin.
Upang ang katawan natin.
Ay sumigla. Okay. Do you remember? You don't forget what those means.
Oh, yeah. I do know what they mean. You want me to tell you what they mean?
Later. Your review later. Just keep it to yourself, right? Keep it to yourself. Okay. I'm going to give you a review later. Now, let's proceed to the next slide or to the next lines of the song. Listen. Okay, let's repeat that. At sa gabi, say it. At sa gabi, it means, at means end, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
At means end, Brandon, at end.
At end.
Okay. Sa is a preposition, sa gabi. Sa is a preposition. Alam mo, you know preposition. In English, you have preposition like on, in, at,
yeah,
those, you know. In Tagalog, we only have one preposition for all those. Sa is a preposition. Preposition. Sa gabi, in the night. Sa gabi, night.
Okay. At sa gabi.
At sa gabi, it means and in the night.
In the night. Okay. I got you.
At sa gabi, and in the night.
Okay. And in the night.
At sa gabi. Next slide. Next slide means maaga. Repeat after me. Maaga kang matulog. Okay.
Maaga kang matulog.
Maaga means early. Maaga, early.
Early, okay.
Maaga.
Early.
Okay, ka is a preposition. No, I'm sorry. Ka is a pronoun. Remember. I have not presented pronouns to you, but it's okay. Advanced lesson for you today. Ka is a pronoun. Ka means you. Ka, you.
Okay.
Remember, ka means you. Do you remember that part when we had the lesson about suffix ng?
Yeah, it's a connector between two words.
Ng is suffix. So the pronoun, it needs a suffix, which is ng. It means it's followed by another word. So this time, maaga kang matulog is what they say, right? Maaga kang matulog. Brandon, matulog means to sleep. Matulog. Mm-hmm. To sleep.
Okay.
So verbs is advanced for you, but since we are learning this song, you are learning some advanced words, right? Which is all right. All right. Don't get overwhelmed with some advanced words like verbs, especially verbs are advanced for you. Matulog is a verb. To sleep. Matulog.
Okay.
Matulog. Maaga kang matulog means you early to sleep. Ka is you. Oh, yeah. Maaga kang matulog. So, did you notice that the series, the sequence of words, the arrangement of words are not the same as the way you say it in English?
Yes.
Right? So, the way we say it in Tagalog, early you to sleep. That is how it is arranged. So, in English, you say you go to sleep early.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You got to sleep early, yeah.
Maaga kang matulog. Interpret.
So, maaga kang matulog basically is early you go to sleep.
Early you go to sleep.
All right.
Yeah, early. Sa gabi, maaga kang matulog. In the night, early you go to sleep. You notice that structure, the arrangement is not the same as, again, I say it again and again, not the same as English. Notice that in Tagalog, our sentence, we say the details first, details, and then the most important thing, the thing that we are talking about, we say it in the end. To sleep is the most important thing. So we say it in the end. Matulog. Maaga kang matulog.
Maaga kang matulog.
Understand. To sleep. Okay. Let's return to the previous slides and with music.
Sa gabi, maaga kang matulog. Sa umaga, maaga kang gumising.
Okay. Sa umaga, maaga kang gumising. The good thing with the song, the words are repeated, repeated, repetition, right? And repetition is what you need as a student in Tagalog. Okay, say it. Sa umaga.
Sa umaga.
Maaga kang magising. Let me give that to you.
Maaga kang
magising. Ah, maaga kang gumising.
Okay.
Say it.
Maaga kang gumising.
Oo, maaga kang gumising. Sa umaga, in the morning, early, you wake up. Okay. Gumising. Gumising means wake up.
Okay, I understand it.
Understand, understand. Maaga kang gumising. And the good thing with the song and the video, it's animated. So if without me, you can understand by looking at the animation. Gumising, you will remember.
Maaga kang gumising. Gumising. Maaga means early.
Uh-oh.
Kang means you.
Uh-oh.
Then gumising means awaken or wake up.
Awake or to wake up.
Okay.
Or to rise up from bed. Rise up. Awaken.
Now.
Okay. To awaken. Gumising. Good.
Good.
Good. Mm. Okay. Next.
Mabuti.
Let's return to it, and while you're listening to the words, look at the animation also.
Nalinay sumila at sa gabi, maaga kang matulog sa umaga, maaga kang gumising at agad mag-jogging-jogging.
Okay, next. The next phrases, at agad. Let me give the slides. Read it, please. At agad. At agad. Remember, at means end. Now, what is agad?
Agad. I don't know what agad is.
Agad means soon or...
soon.
Oh, yeah. Soon or... What is agad? Immediately. Agad. Immediately.
Okay.
Or soon.
And immediately.
And immediately or soon. Agad. Agad. Okay. Agad. Again. At agad. Jogging. I bet you know what that means. Jogging. Go jogging.
Yeah. I know jogging means
parang mag-exercise. The verb is English. We use it in Tagalog by using the prefix mag. Mag-exercise. To exercise. Jogging.
Okay.
Jogging. Jog in English. Use it in Tagalog. Mag-jogging.
Mm-hmm.
Means to jog or to do jogging.
Okay.
Now, do you ask, why do you repeat it? Mag-jogging.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice it's repeated?
It did that with the exercise. I heard it again. It did that with exercising too.
Well, in exercise, it's not repeated. It's just repeated because of the rhythmic requirement. But this time, mag-jogging. So... it's a repeat. Jogging is mentioned twice.
Yeah, I see it.
Mag-jogging. I think it's because also it's a song, so it requires some kind of length, right? Uniform length.
Mm-hmm.
But also there are, what's this? Naturally, in Filipino language, there are words that we repeat. Mag-jogging. When you hear repeated words, especially on verbs, it means do it again and again, not just once, but do it repeatedly, again and again.
Oh, okay.
Many times do it. Mag-jogging. Or also sometimes we mean like by killing the time, right? You are not in a hurry, you're not doing any... just relax a little bit while you are waiting for the time. just do something repeatedly. Mag-jogging-jogging.
Okay.
Right? That is what it means. Mag-jogging-jogging. Good?
Okay. I understand.
Okay.
Yep. Good.
And then let's proceed. Next slide. Let's return to the first slide, to the previous slide. Sa plaza. Sa plaza. Do you know what that means?
Sa plaza.
Remember, sa is a preposition. Sa. Like sa umaga, sa gabi.
Oh, okay, so in the plaza?
Oh, pwedeng on, or I don't know. How do you say it in English? In the plaza, or
yeah,
on the plaza.
Yeah, on the plaza, on in the plaza. Right, within the plaza, yeah.
Or
I understand.
You can say park, no? Park, in the park, right?
Okay.
Sa plaza, so it's of, I told you, sa is like, it's one preposition in Tagalog. It can mean something to pertain to location or to time of the day. Like, sa gabi in the night, sa umaga in the morning, sa plaza in the plaza. Magtumbling, tumbling, right? Tumbling is another English word, no?
Yes, it is.
Tumbling, I mean, what is tumbling, Brandon? Do you know how to do to do it?
Yeah, it's like to flip.
Okay. Magtumbling, to flip, right? Again, just like jogging, repeated, magtumbling, tumbling.
Right, okay. To flip
over
and over.
Okay.
Right, or continuously.
Yes.
Yeah,
I understand. Tama, continuously. Okay. Now, you remember the word leeg? Ang leeg mo. Do you remember the word leeg?
Ooh.
Part of the body. Part of the body, leeg.
No, this is the neck.
Okay. Leeg. Right. Ang leeg mo. Ang leeg mo. Your neck. Ang leeg mo. Say it.
Ang leeg mo.
It means your neck.
Okay, your neck.
Mo for the you. Leeg mo. Mo for the you.
So how would you say it in well, what is the phrase and well, what is the like ang leeg mo in that way of saying it? Can you say it in like how like in Tagalog? Would you say it in English though, so I understand it?
Okay, ang leeg mo. It means ang is a marker to a noun, right, or subjective marker. In literally, the arrangement means the neck you. So which is
that
doesn't.
That's what I want to know. Okay.
Neck you. You or your. Your mo is a possessive pronoun. So your neck. The neck of you. Of you. Okay. Ang leeg mo. Of you, mo. Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Ang leeg mo. I'm talking about your, about the neck, which is yours. Ang leeg mo, and this time is quite complicated. I is a connector, right? Connect subject and predicate, I. This time, repeat after me. Ipapaling-paling. Again, it's repeated word. The root word is paling. Means you bend it. Bend. Paling-paling. Bend it left-right, left-right. Paling-paling.
Okay. I understand.
Good.
Ipapaling-paling.
Ipapaling-paling.
So, So paling means to bend. The ipa in front of papaling. What does that ipa represent?
Wow, it's quite advanced. It's a prefix. Combined prefix. There's prefix e and there's prefix pa. It's quite advanced. Brandon, again, it's another way to construct verb or to conjugate verb. There should be prefixes. So it's like, let it, ipa paling paling, let it bend. That's the easiest translation or quick translation to the verb ipa paling paling. Let your neck be bent.
Okay, I understand.
Sideways or whatever.
Ang leeg mo ay ipapaling-paling, ang baywang mo.
Brandon, do you remember the word baywang? Another part of the body.
Baywang. I do not remember it.
I did look at the picture. Where is the hand?
Oh, on the hips.
Waist, baywang.
Waist. Okay, baywang.
All right. The good thing with this song, you remember your body parts. I encourage you to remember. Don't forget your body parts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ang leeg mo, ang baywang mo. So I'm your waist. Good.
Waist.
Ang baywang mo, let's see what they want to say after the baywang.
Papaling-paling, ang baywang mo ay ipakendeng.
Now, repeat after me. Ipakendeng-kendeng.
I'm sorry, what?
Repeat after me. Okay, you read it on the slides. Okay. Ipakendeng-kendeng.
Oh, ipa. Kending.
Kending. Okay. Again.
Did I say it right?
Kending. Say it. Kending. 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 Kending.
Kending. Kending.
Kending. Kending.
Kending. Kending.
Yeah.
Kending. Kending.
Oh, what does kending? Kending.
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 Go
ahead.
I ipa kending kending.
What does kending kending mean?
I'm not sure.
Sway your waist.
Sway, okay, sway.
Kending, okay, kending, sway. Kending, okay. Kending, sway your hips or waist, right?
Yeah. How do you say work in Tagalog?
Work?
Yeah.
Work in Tagalog. It depends because there are various context behind the word work. What do you mean work? Job or action? Let's see.
Yeah, what, like working, like an action.
Action, work, or gawa. Work, gawa.
Okay, gawa. So gawa. You can say, I ipa gawa, gawa.
Wait, what?
You can do that? Is that a normal thing?
No, it can be. It depends. In this context that you are working out, no, you are exercising, gawa is not a good word.
Okay, I'm talking about like you at the job or whatever. Your boss come behind you and you slacking off. He's like, you getting lazy or whatever. He's like, hey, keep working. Work. You know, so would you say like, I work.
You can say
ipa work
gawa gawa lang. Oh no, wait, it can be difficult. It can have different meaning. If you would say gawa lang, it's different. Let me see.
Okay.
Work, what the context is, your boss came and then he asked you, what are you doing? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like let's just say I'm working for you and I'm washing clothes. No, not washing clothes. Something continuously. Like I'm on, I don't know, I'm dusting off shelves and I'm getting lazy and I'm starting to sit down and you say, hey, Work.
Work. Wait, what are you doing?
Or another scenario is I'm working or whatever.
You can say just chill. No, chill is not good word.
Okay, I know.
You cannot say it to your boss. You cannot say chill. What is a good? Maybe the best thing maybe is straightforward. I'm working on something is what you want to say. I'm working on something. Okay. Maybe the best thing is like, nagtatrabaho ako.
Okay.
Trabaho is the good word for work. Nagtatrabaho ako. Nagtatrabaho ako is what you want to tell to your boss. Can you read it on the chat board?
Oh, yes, I can.
Nagtatrabaho ako.
Okay.
Nagtatrabaho.
Trabajo
means work. Trabajo.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Trabajo. Trabajo. Gotcha.
Okay. The other one, the other word that I told you, gawa means do.
Okay.
Gawa means
to do. Oh, it makes sense now. I see why you're saying it's way different.
Gawa. Yeah. That's why. Well, it depends on how you say the work. Do or work. Okay, good. Now, later you will get used to it, Brandon. It's a good question. What are you doing, Brandon? I'm your boss. Brandon, what are you doing?
Oh. Trabajo.
Trabajo.
Oh, would I say trabajo if I'm trying to say working?
I'm working.
Just work. So trabajo. I would be saying I'm working or whatever. Or because I know it's a way you do like past tense where it's like working worked as far as past tense and like you're working right now as far as now and. You're going to work. You know what I mean? It's a different. How do you say it?
There should be aspect of time, right? Past tense, present tense, future tense, right? Nagtatrabaho, you notice the prefix nagta. And then trabajo repeats the first syllable. Tatrabaho. Tra-trabaho, nagtatrabaho. It means present tense. Currently, I'm doing it.
Understood.
Nagtatrabaho.
Okay. So if somebody said, what are you doing? I say, tatrabaho. That's what I say.
Nagtatrabaho.
Okay, I got you. It makes sense now.
Makes sense. If I would ask you in Tagalog, gawa, ano ang ginagawa mo? What are you doing? Let me write it here. Ano ang ginagawa mo? Read it, Brandon. Say it. Ano ang ginagawa?
Ano ang ginagawa mo?
It means, what are you doing? Ano ang ginagawa mo?
Ano ang ginagawa mo?
Okay. Ask me.
Oh. Ano ang ginagawa mo?
Nagtuturo ako. I'm teaching.
That was good. Mabuti.
Nagtuturo ako. I'm teaching. Good. Now, let's return to the music. Now, Brandon, braso mot kamay. Please say it. Ang braso mot kamay.
Ang braso mot kamay.
Oh, now, another body parts. Two of them are body parts.
Right.
Braso
is arm. Kamay is,
I'm showing you.
Kamay,
fingers. Look at me. No.
Palm?
The whole thing.
Hand. Okay.
Okay.
Arm and hand.
Kamay, hand. Braso.
I forgot that.
Okay, yeah. So I encourage you to memorize this song so you don't remember, you don't forget the body parts.
Okay.
Agree? Okay. Ang braso mo't kamay, your arms and hands, right? Hand. Your arm and hand is what
about
it.
The M-O-T?
Mo for you or your. Braso mo.
What's the T for?
At end. End. Conjunction. End.
It makes sense.
Braso mo at kamay. Or braso mot kamay.
Understood.
In English, it means your hand and your. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Your arm and your hand.
Okay.
Good. Now, understood. Now, let's proceed.
Ang braso mo kamay ay isusuntok-suntok sa hangin.
Now, repeat after me, Brandon. Isusuntok-suntok.
Isusuntok.
Okay, another repeated word. Remember, suntok. Suntok means punch. Punch.
Oh, okay, punch.
Do you know Manny Pacquiao? Suntok.
You saw it?
Do you know Manny Pacquiao? Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, I know who he is.
The boxer. Filipino boxer. Uh-huh. Yeah. If you remember suntok.
I forgot he was Filipino.
Yeah, he is. Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, I know who he is, though. Yeah, I know who he is.
consistent, box winner. But in his latest game, he lost it. Okay?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
But he's known to be like always taking the belt.
Yeah.
So if you remember Manny Pacquiao, you remember suntok punch.
Yeah, suntok.
Oh, yeah, box suntok. Or punch. Isusuntok. Because we are encouraging you to exercise your body so that involves punch it on the air. Suntok sa hangin. Brandon, hangin means wind or air.
Wind or air.
Next slide. Next slide. Suntok. Hangin means.
Hangin. Okay.
Wind or air.
Hangin.
Okay, hangin. Let's listen to it again. Hangin means. Suntok sa hangin. Punch on air. On the air.
Okay.
Makes sense? You. Let's listen to it again.
Ay ipakinig ang braso.
Brandon, I hope you appreciate that. I'll also help you remember numbers in Tagalog.
Yeah.
Isa, dalawa. Repeat after me. Isa, dalawa.
Isa, dalawa.
Tatlo.
Tatlo.
Apat.
Apat.
Lima.
Lima.
Anim.
Anim.
Pito.
Pito.
Walo.
Walo.
Okay, listen or sing along the song.
I noticed this. It stop at 8. It don't. Sham and Sampu.
Yeah.
9 and 10. It don't say.
Because
it goes back down from there.
Yeah, it's because it's a song, and also I don't know when you exercise, Brandon. Don't you exercise up to 16 counts only?
I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
That's
why
it's up to 8 only. Listen again to the counting. Let's listen to the counting with the song.
Isa, dalawa, tatlo, apat, lima, anim, pito, walo, pito, anim, lima, apat, tatlo,
Okay, Brandon, let's count from 1 to 8 and then you count backwards. Mm-hmm. I challenge you to do it. Next time you're gonna recite it for me when you read it.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to do it now.
Next meeting.
I can do it now.
You do it. Okay, go ahead. Do it.
Isa, Delawa, Tatlo, Apa, Lima, Anim, Pito, Walo, Pito, Anim, Lima, Apa, Tatlo, Delawa, Isa.
Yay! Very nice. Ang galing, Brandon. Ayos.
Thank you.
Okay, let's listen again to the song. Let's listen.
Exercise tayo tuwing umaga, tuwing umaga, tuwing umaga. Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga upang ang katawan natin ay sumigla. Sa gabi, maaga kang matulog. Sa umaga, maaga kang gumising at agad mag-jogging-jogging. Sa plaza, magtumbling-tumbling. Ang leeg mo, iyong papaling-paling. Ang baywang mo, iyong pakinding-kinding. Ang braso mo, kamay ay isusuntok-suntok sa
Did you enjoy it, Brandon?
Yeah, I enjoyed
it. Okay, so I help you understand the meaning, Brandon. And as a review, go ahead, you can listen to it again and again. And okay. The point is for you to remember the words. Basically body parts and some verbs, action words, and numbers in Tagalog. Okay?
Okay.
Do you sing, Brandon? Can you sing it?
I can try. Yeah.
Okay, sing along with me. I'm not good at singing, but let's sing together.
I can't sing either. I think you're lying. I think you can sing.
Okay, repeat after me. Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga. Can you sing that?
Yeah. Mag-exercise
tayo tuwing umaga.
I forgot the word. What is it again?
Mag-exercise tayo.
Mag-exercise tayo.
Tayo tuwing umaga.
Tayo tuwing umaga.
Tuwing umaga.
Tuwing umaga.
Tuwing umaga. 3 times.
Tuwing umaga.
Okay, again. So, tuwing umaga 3 times. First, mag-exercise tayo. Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga. Tuwing umaga. Tuwing umaga. Say it.
Alright. Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga. Tuwing umaga. Tuwing umaga.
Very good.
Mag-exercise tayo. Tayo tuwing umaga.
Upang, is that right? Oo, tama. Upang ang katawan natin ay sumigla. That's quite long. Upang ang katawan. Upang ang katawan. Upang ang katawan natin ay sumigla. Okay, I leave it to you, Brandon. So you go ahead, memorize the song, and we will sing together.
All right.
Good. And I encourage you to work out every morning so that you remember these words.
Okay.
Salamat, Brandon. At magtapusin na muna natin. Let's end this session for now, Brandon.
Okay.
I appreciate you, and it's nice seeing you again after the long vacation that I had. Astig! That's one episode of our weekly coaching call. Thanks to the participants in this tutorial. If you wish to join us on a session like this, kindly see our schedule at aralinworld.com. And that's AralinWorld.com. AralinWorld.com. This has been Albine. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another Tagalog tutorial. Usap tayo!